This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden named several women to his top economic policy team on Monday, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary nominee, setting the stage for diversity and a focus on recovery from the pandemic. The advisors, several of whom would need to be approved by the U.S. Senate, come from liberal research organizations and worked in previous Democratic administrations. These announcements come as U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers keep challenging the election's outcome, with another state certifying Joe Biden's win. AP Sagarmughani reports.
In Arizona,
this signed and sealed document now constitutes the official canvass results of the November 3rd, 2020 general election.
Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says it shows Biden narrowly won by about 10,500 votes, becoming just the second Democrat in 70 years to win Arizona. The certification announcement in Phoenix came as the president's lawyers were across town at a hearing with some state GOP lawmakers claiming voter irregularities without providing evidence of widespread fraud. Sagarmughani, Washington.
Drug maker Moderna says it is seeking emergency authorization in the United States and Europe to distribute its coronavirus vaccine after tests showed it is 94% effective. The U.S. biotechnology company's request could mean that health workers will be able to inoculate patients against the virus as soon as mid-December. The World Health Organization voiced alarm Monday over a rapid worsening of the COVID-19 situations in Brazil and Mexico, urging them to be very serious about halting the spread. Both countries had seen both cases and deaths from the coronavirus surge in recent weeks as a second wave of the pandemic has hit. From Washington, this is VOA.